This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of May 13th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. This session, the Tennessee legislature passed a bill that seeks to punish so-called sanctuary cities. But Governor Bill Haslam has yet to sign it, and some hope this could be the rare time he chooses to veto. He's facing pressure from those who are opposed to the measure and from within his own party by those who have seen anti-immigration issues be effectively used in campaigns. Here to help us sort through the will he or won't he and why is WPLN's Chas Sisk. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So first, walk us through what this legislation would do. Even though people are calling this a sanctuary cities bill, there's no such thing in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, that's right. In 2009, a state law was passed that bans sanctuary cities, which are basically cities that refuse to work to enforce federal immigration law. But the concern of some lawmakers, particularly conservative lawmakers, is that cities could adopt a sanctuary policy. So they point in particular to a metro proposal in Nashville that would have limited the sheriff's office's cooperation with immigration and customs enforcement. Now, it failed, which is why a lot of opponents of this bill say that this legislation is not necessary. And it's also why they're asking Governor Haslam to issue what would be really only his sixth veto since he took office in 2011.
Well, hundreds of people showed up on the steps of the Capitol to protest this, and groups have issued statements calling on Haslam to veto it. What are their primary concerns?
Well, harassment, first of all. They think that this could be a license for individual police officers, to ask people to prove their immigration status, even if they are legal U.S. citizens. So that could possibly be one ramification. Another concern, which is maybe a little bit more complicated, is that there's a concern about civil rights violations. The legislation requires sheriffs to cooperate with ICE, and the way they're interpreting that to mean is that they wouldn't have the authority to release someone even if they had some evidence that ICE was asking them to hold the wrong person. So you could see how that could violate the Constitution. And then there's also, I think, a more general concern that this will cause immigrants to avoid law enforcement altogether. So if they're the victim of a crime, but they are undocumented, they will not want to report that crime because then the police might turn around and ask them about their status. And there would be no way for a police department to have a policy against doing that because that's what this legislation bans. That's why a lot of people in law enforcement were very opposed to this as it was going through the General Assembly.
The backdrop to all of this is one of the largest immigration raids in recent memory. It took place in April in East Tennessee. Do you think the impact that action had on families and the local economy there will have any influence on Governor Haslam's decision about this legislation?
Yeah, it might. It certainly shows the direction, at least as far as opponents say, shows the direction that ICE is going in terms of wanting to amp up enforcement of immigration laws. It should be noted, though, that ICE did have the authority to arrest people on immigration violations already, so this would not actually change their authority in any way. What it's really talking about doing is deputizing police to become immigration enforcers on an everyday basis. So you would perhaps not have the dramatic raid like you had in East Tennessee, but you would have a steady stream of arrests and then people being handed over to immigration authorities, which cumulatively could be as big an effect as a big raid.
Some of the people hoping to replace Governor Haslam are calling on him to sign this bill into law. Why are they getting involved?
Well, I think, first of all, front and center on this has been Congressman Diane Black from Middle Tennessee. She's been issuing statements several a week urging Governor Haslam to sign this bill. And a lot of what she's doing is making herself the counterpoint to the campaign that is urging him to veto. It's a way of elevating her stance on immigration, which has been very hard line. And she's been promising that she would sign a piece of legislation like this if she were elected governor. And the other thing that's done is it's forced her opponents, particularly Knoxville businessman Randy Boyd, to issue their own statements on immigration. In the past, Boyd has worked with immigration groups as a philanthropist, and so now he has an ad out in which he tries to take a tough tone on immigration to kind of show that he could be as hard on this issue as Diane Black has been.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
WPLN's Chas Sisk joins us regularly to talk about Tennessee politics, including the races for governor and U.S. senator. You can subscribe to these conversations in a podcast, The Tri-Star State. Just go to WPLN.org/Tri-Star, or you can subscribe wherever you get your shows.